Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Little taste of some of these big guys coming out hitting them. Like, all right, you think you're going to run around our guy? How about if you get a little taste of Landon Dickerson coming right down your throat?
We'll throw it to Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
Giddy up, Friday, man. 9 o'clock hour. You cannot mess this hour up. You cannot mess my Friday up. I've had some recently that haven't been great. But I got to tell you, we're going to be all right. We are going to be all right. A lot of cool stuff going on. F1 weekend. Marlins home against the A's for the weekend. And by the way, so a lot of really cool stuff going on. And then on top of all that, Panthers will not play Saturday, by the way. And now we'll wait to see if they're playing Sunday or Monday. I want to thank Coach for coming on. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk is going to join us coming up here. We'll talk to Mike here early in this 9 o'clock hour. A lot of football stuff to get to. So, by the way, so now Mike's gotten kind of interested in this whole thing with Bill Belichick. It's amazing. Like, here's a guy. Well, nobody would care if he wasn't a really good coach, no matter what you think of him. If he wasn't sitting there with 300 and some wins, nobody would be talking, right, about Bill Belichick, and who just – dominated the AFC East for more than 20 years, he and Brady and the group. Then it looked like the debate was, will Bill be around even though his teams weren't very good at the end? Will they let him stay around to get the record, beat Don Shula's record? Then he'll have everything. And the team said, you know what? Boy, your team's really bad. You have run this thing right into the ground. No Tom Brady. He went to Tampa Bay and gave him three unbelievable years, including a championship. But no, we're gonna pass. It must have been bad too. So Bill moves on, thinks he's gonna get a job in the NFL, gets a second interview with Atlanta. No, thank you. That's it. Goes to North Carolina, takes a college job. Most of us said he'll never take a college job. He took a college job. Got paid too. What are they saying? Roughly $10 million a year. And while this is all going on, Bill gets a new girlfriend, 24 years old. That makes a story, basically 50 years difference in age, 49, 50. And she's not just your normal girlfriend. I think she's an attractive girl.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
You're documented on that.
Not everybody does.
No. Someone said this earlier that the younger crowd, like the 30s and whatever, don't think she is.
Okay.
Because she's obviously at this point is untouchable, but...
She likes older men.
Yeah, but like what?
Older
what
men.
Person in like their, you know, around her age is going to want to go from, you know, she's dating Grandpa Belichick to like, it's gross. So that's why you have that kind of split on the ages there.
So there is.
But is it possible she's like an evil genius and this whole thing was planned just to get more free public, you know, publicity
know.
For the book?
I don't know.
And that's definitely a theory.
Well, there's a lot of conspiracy theories.
I like their theory that, you know, down the way here that something's wrong with the guy because
well, they're saying
it does
something's wrong with
way.
Bill. She comes in, he falls madly in love with.
He
the
looked
fact
rough in the CBS interview, man. He really did.
He's
like,
crazy about her though. Whatever her role is and whatever she's doing for him, it's working. Bill's handing over money to her, and you know. Well, by the way, you know that those two sons and that daughter are going, hey, Dad, you've made a lot of money.
Yeah, because she's going to change the will. It really is remarkable. No, but it's remarkable that. Like, she obviously doesn't come from money, right? They said her mom is the manager of a sex museum.
Yeah.
And the dad was like a fisherman that went bankrupt. So she doesn't come for money, but yet she now has over $8 million worth of real estate in her portfolio.
No, I get it. So. I get all the stuff coming
so
out.
So that, I mean, look, that's pretty good for a 24-year-old.
She
have $8 million worth of real estate.
But now that the daughter-in-law has come out and taken a shot at her.
Because it's obvious what she's doing, man.
I wonder how she feels. She's getting ripped everywhere. Nobody's going, you know, good for her. Good for her banging the old guy and being taken care of. Good for her.
Well, like, no, sometimes these sociopaths don't care who they hurt along the way. Like, Woody. She wants her money, and that's, you know, maybe she just doesn't care. Maybe she doesn't have feelings that most people have.
What did Gronk say? Gronk said she could just be the publicist, and is taken, and that's what he needs at
publicist.
This point. She might be that. And
she just happens to be getting a lot of bonuses, apparently, in their own real estate.
You start to say bone? Yeah, bone and bonuses? Probably, yeah, both. Anyway, crazy story though, man. And by the way, Bill Belichick, it's not that the fact he's doing a book, and probably the book will do well, because he's got a lot. If he could tell everything, whether it's Robert Kraft or Tom Brady and all the great stories and all the things that, you know, the gates at the end of them, those would all be fantastic. He's won a bunch of championships. He's got great stories with different guys. He could tell stories about all the, you know, guys he picked up from other teams and became great players for him, and then they go other places and they sucked, which happened a lot. But it's amazing how much people care right now about Bill Belichick and the young girl. It's amazing. That's all these guys talk about in the hall. About something's wrong. You know something's wrong with Bill. I don't know. I don't know Bill that well. I don't know, because he's always the same. You know, do your job. Do your job. Do your job. That was his thing. And, you know, he's never enjoyed the media. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah, but
now he's doing the book tour.
Yeah, Jesus. You can't do this stuff and act like, oh, I want privacy. No, man, you don't get both. I'm sorry. You want to make the millions. You want to sell the book. I don't know why he needs to do a book. He's
he really
making $10 million a year.
I don't think he needs to do the book tour anymore. Yeah, I think that was it. Drop the mic. You did the one.
How much money do you need?
But he's getting, yeah, listen.
When is an, I don't know, man.
Every guy.
You want privacy. I just don't get it.
Don Shula's got books out. Jimmy's, a lot of coaches got books out.
Texter said, you're right. So psychopaths, sociopaths have no feelings. I think she's on a mission to do what she's there to do, and she seems to be winning. By the way, a lot of people get drunk off that fame too, man. They get really into that, and she's very famous now.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a sketch the other night, that John Mulaney show on Netflix. They did a sketch where they had someone dressed as Belichick, doing a Belichick thing, and she's sitting right alongside him. Yeah. She's famous now. People know who she is.
By the way, I think the thing on the beach, seeing Belichick, that was the strangest thing.
It's creepy, man.
You ever think Bill Belichick would do something? Like, if somebody would have seen Bill Belichick coaching and after a game, a Dolphin-Patriots game, and going, hey, pretty soon you're going to see Bill Belichick with his girlfriend at the beach doing some crazy-ass pose. And she's stretched out. Crazy.
I don't know, man. The whole thing is very, very
creepy.
And
then Bill goes, I don't remember. I don't see any social media stuff.
So they say you can't wait for SNL to do a sketch. The John Mulaney one is actually really funny. He does a show on Netflix now.
They are just, and by the way, it's not just men. Women are hammering her. Women. And by the way, older women don't like that. Young women dating an older guy, that drives them nuts.
Wow. But it's really weird, man. Like, I get you want to go younger.
It's not weird. Not down here, it's not weird.
Joe, she's younger than
so how many years?
Like,
how many years is it? How many years would you say before? How many years before it gets your wife's attention?
I think if it's younger than your daughter's, then it's probably a bad idea.
About
right?
Younger than
know.
Your grandkids?
Yeah. Like, then it just gets real creepy. Man.
It is. It's.
How do they bring her around? Like, how do you bring someone like that around?
I'm guessing Bill stopped going to the family deal. Like, hey, she's here, but we're just going to be, yeah, good idea, Dad. Probably not a good idea. My wife really doesn't want to see her. Probably a good idea.
But the kids must know that she's out there to change the will. if she hasn't already.
Oh, well.
Because he'll listen, clearly.
I think they're worried about their money down the road.
They should be.
It's not theirs.
Someone said that.
Why does everybody change when there's money left for somebody or they know there's going to be money left? And I notice everybody changes. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Money does that to people.
Money can't buy you love. Oh, that's a song. Anyway,
it
hey,
can buy you happiness, apparently, though, Joe. I will tell you, by the way, a lot of people texting in. Great interview with Paul Maurice. We'll get that up on the website momentarily here. And, yes, it is very nice, very classy that the coach comes on with us, actually takes his time to come on the show and speak to the fans. That is nice.
Even if you ask him a really stupid question, which I've done.
Yeah, he doesn't jump you on it.
No. You think you're going to win the next round? I didn't do that.
But no, it is nice. It is nice for the fans to get some sort of access to the coach like that, to feel like they're, you know what I'm saying.
By the way, you know who's playing really well that nobody talks about that's like Seth Jones. One of those guys, he just mentioned one of the guys he picked up, playing big minutes, and he is really friggin' good. Another one of those pickups, which, by the way, he just mentioned. Hey, we've got more stuff to get to. Mike Florio.
This ought to be good.
Oh, Mike's
I'm excited for Mike.
And by the way, Mike is a king of conspiracy,
yeah,
too. He'll jump right in there.
One.
So Mike Florio will join us coming up here in just a second. First, though, I do want to talk about something very, very important. If you're active and competitive, no matter what age you are, you're going to get injured. That's the bad news. The good news is we got Baptist Health South Florida. Oh, my God. They put together a sports medicine program that is second to none in the country. One of the top sports medicine programs in the country. So what you do, you go, well, how do you become that? Well, you have a lot of facilities to cover all of your area, and that's what we've done for South Florida. But also, I just did we, like I'm part of it. They have the top specialists, about 35 strong, knee, shoulder specialist, foot and ankle, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement doctors full-time, and Achilles doctors to take care of everything. They've seen it all. They got a lot of experience. They recruited some of them from other parts of the country that are really good. A lot of athletes, by the way, that aren't here in South Florida come here for a second opinion to get their surgeries done. That's when you know you got some really good specialists. And people ask me, well, what teams I take care of? I go, we enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. They are everywhere. BaptistHealth.net/ortho. And by the way, that's how you can get a hold of and get that appointment set up. They got three great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium in the new facility at 595 and Pine Island Implantation. One goal every day, man. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right, thank you, Woody. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us. And, Mike, we have had not one but two stories that outside of sports, even though they've been big sports stories, that everybody seems to care about. And I get it at home when I go home with a house full of women, and not only there but at work. Talking about both Bill Belichick and the Shador Sanders story, and I'll start with the Bill Belichick stuff because there's so many different parts, and everybody's got their own conspiracy theory of Bill's losing it, and it's been great PR, way to sell the book, good job, and or she's out gold digging, trying to get all his money, and the family's not happy. Where do we start with that one, Mike, as we say good morning?
The most amazing thing about it, and good morning, Joe, is that of all the coaches in all of college or pro football who would be most likely to not have something like this,
right?
That's what has so many people astounded. People who know Belichick will say he would be mocking someone like this. Set aside the 49-year age difference. The fact that someone who isn't an employee of North Carolina is so involved in the football operation, in coaching the UNC media team on how to properly couch the coaching career of Steve Belichick so it doesn't look like he's benefited from nepotism, what comments to allow on the UNC football website, and then acting as the de facto publicist and handler for this book tour, that, to me, the blurring of that line is amazing. It creates distraction on distraction. And at the core of all of this, I think the problem that has caused this thing to go off the rails, when you write a book, and I've written several, and I've been involved in book tours and media efforts, publicity efforts to get people to buy a book, because generally speaking, nobody cares about your book. You have to make them care about it. You have to make them aware of it, first of all. And so you do these appearances. And this is where the typical PR realities of pro football get turned on their head. When you're the coach of a team, you don't need the publicity. The media needs you more than you need them. When you're trying to sell a book, you need the media more than the media needs you. And Bill has his same old media attitude that, oh, they're out to get me, they're up to something. No, you need them. And this was a softball interview that went off the rails. And his attitude is expressed in the email that his girlfriend posted the other day on Instagram. It just shows that he doesn't understand what it means to publicize a book, and he wants to do everything on his own terms. There's just kind of a subtle bulliness to him, if that's even a word. And that's what I think caused all this to go off the rails. He was so obsessed with doing this publicity on his own terms. That set the stage for her to interrupt the interview and shut down the highly inappropriate question, over the top, out of bounds. Hey, how'd you two meet?
Right. And by the way, does this sell more books? Because others have texted in today to say they're selling a lot of books by doing this. Now everybody's going to want to know what's going on in the book.
Well, but here's the reality. They're going to be disappointed because there's nothing in the book that's going to be about the stuff that's going on. That's why he was so upset. He doesn't want to be asked questions about anything other than what's in the book. And he picks and chooses what's in the book. And look, I don't know. I think that there will be a curiosity factor that will be piqued, but I don't think it's going to be satisfied by the book. I just wonder, for the people who were going to buy it just out of basic pride and they want to have the Bill Belichick book on their bookshelf, are they less likely to want it after what they've seen this week? But if any publicity is good publicity, it's been a good week for Bill Belichick. Although when you broaden the lens a little bit, I don't know how good it's really been.
Yeah, you know what's crazy about this? We've talked, I have talked, the last 20, 25 years, he's done nothing but kick ass of all the AFC cities, and we're one of them. And then it started, then he started getting close to Shula, and he's going to get the Shula record of everything, and then the Tom Brady stuff, and now Tom lives down here. So we just, like, the Belichick thing never goes away. I never, like you just said, thought we'd be talking about a 24-year-old girlfriend and all the craziness. I never thought he'd go to North Carolina. So you throw all that stuff in, and it's just been a crazy trade. And by the way, you're the one that brought it up. I heard you talking on your own work at Pro Football Talk with Chris, that Robert Kraft's not even in the book?
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you? He not gives you all that pull and power, and you like he doesn't exist.
He allows you to run the program exactly as you see fit with no interference of any kind for 24 years. He lays the foundation for you and provides the financial resources for you to do what you did. And it's petty, it's vindictive, and that's a little window into Belichick's overall character. He's petty and he's vindictive. You could argue it would have been better to mention Kraft once, because then you've at least mentioned him, but you only mentioned him once and you don't fawn all over him in doing so. One of the things in that email that was posted the other day that caught people's eye. Belichick tries to take credit for the increase in the value of the franchise from $500 million to $8 billion. Look, even the bad teams have undergone that. That is not a product of winning championships. That's a product of being an NFL team. It's like Brewster's billions, not Brewster's millions. The money keeps going. If the Washington franchise led by Dan Snyder can go from $800 million to $6.05 billion in 24 years of his toxic leadership, that shows you it doesn't have anything to do with how the team is doing. But it's an indication of the hubris that has emerged. And, you know, what ultimately happens, and Joe, I think this is really the fundamental reality. We all need to have somebody close to us who is capable of saying clearly and effectively, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? We all need to have from time to time, especially when things are going well. When things are going well, the doctor should prescribe a big old slice of humble pie. And sometimes it's the people closest to you who are in the best position to provide it.
Oh, I got you, man. I got one that says, leave your ego at the door. To this day, I still get it occasionally when I come home feeling a little too good about myself. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask you, Shedeur Sanders' story. Just overtook the whole draft. And by the way, apparently it was good for business. Record numbers of people watching every day and everything. And we saw the train wreck, and not the second overall pick, not the 21st pick, but ends up going in the fifth round. And all the other things with it. My God, all the other stuff. It was crazy. But, and I saw ESPN got ripped pretty good, too. Like, hey, over all these picks, and you're still worried about all you cared about. Shedeur didn't get picked. They missed the boat. You weren't fair to other athletes. What did you think overall about the whole thing?
Well, look, I thought that Thursday night, when the Titans are on the clock with the first overall pick and they're getting ready to take Cam Ward, who's been an afterthought in this whole process, they're talking about Shedeur Sanders then on ESPN. It's like, guys, this is Cam Ward's moment. I can understand why he was ignored in the run-up to the draft, because what's there to talk about? He's still penciled in as the number one overall pick. I said on our show that, you know, we're not talking about Cam Ward because what is there to say? He's still the number one overall pick. It's like Chevy Chase on Weekend Update. Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead. Like, there's nothing new to say about Cam Ward and the Titans. But when they're on the clock to take him, good God, talk about Cam Ward, not Shedeur Sanders. But Dale, let me tell you this. Every number that we have was up. And I'll get emails from people, oh, we're sick of hearing about Shedeur Sanders. No, you're not. No, I can see the traffic. All I got to do is press the button. I wrote a story last Friday night because I've been wondering, at some point, is there a player who leaves college and could still have played another year and decides to go back and sues the NCAA and tries to go back. And it finally hit me that, hey, maybe Shedeur could try that as he slides farther and farther because he'd make more money in college. I wrote that story in about 20 minutes. I've been doing this 23 and a half years now. It was the most trafficked, most read, most viewed story we have ever had.
We talked about it. We talked about that story as part of our show a few days ago, and Woody asked me in the back, said, what do you think? I go, yeah, if you don't go in the first round or second, or all right, maybe
Quinn Ewers should have done it. Quinn Ewers should do it. He should try to be playing for Miami University, not the Miami Dolphins. He left $4 million on the table at the university, up to $8 million, I'm told, he could have made under the deal they left. Now, part of the problem for him, the deadlines are so screwy, Joe, that it's like having – the free agency start during the NFL postseason. The transfer portal opens while you're still playing games if you're in the playoffs. He had like 4 days at the end of the road to decompress and figure out what he was going to do. And so he just decided to go to the NFL. But he could do it.
Yeah.
Until any of these guys sign a contract, they could still wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm going to do this. I don't think they're going to. But you're right. The farther you fall, you look at your contract, it's about $4 million total over 4 years. Well, you can make $4 million for 1 year. And if you're Shedeur Sanders, I was saying, before all this nutty stuff happened with Belichick, I was saying last weekend, he should just try to go, because you need to get away from dad. You need to show that you can do this on your own.
Right.
Go play for the self-styled NFL's 33rd team in North Carolina, play for Belichick, and that's going to bump up your draft stock, and then do it all over again. Show everyone you're serious about it this time, and you're going to be drafted a lot higher.
What I'm just curious, as you look back, and I know Mel Kiper just had a major meltdown because they were so far off his numbers and what he thought is the best quarterback in this draft, speaking of what you said earlier. So what do you think is the biggest thing happened? Shador's not that good, and they truly didn't think he was that good, or it had more to do with Shador thinking he was pretty good when he showed up and thought he was doing a little recruiting trip instead of maybe an interview?
Well, and Joe, here's my general approach. Before the draft, I try to stay away from all the potential mud because there is a strategic benefit right. for a team out there that really wants a guy to traffic in that crap, because then he slides down the board and you get him. We love him so much, we're going to trash him in the hopes that we can ultimately get him. After the draft, it's about figuring out what happened, and there isn't that same danger it's going to hurt the kid by having this stuff out there. So we've been trying to figure out exactly what transpired. And my best assessment is this, and it largely comes from talking to a GM the other night, but it meshes with other things we'd heard. At the end of the day, the perception by the folks in the NFL who were making these decisions is Shador Sanders viewed that he was being recruited, not interviewed. And his attitude was, I'm being recruited by you, not I'm trying to convince you to believe in me. And at the quarterback position, it's critical. You got to get up to the whiteboard. You got to show what you're talking about. You can't act like you're being nonchalant. And when you think about Deion's experience, Deion was a once-in-a-lifetime talent.
Yep.
Who could afford to be casual and nonchalant. He went in to meet with the Giants in 1989. They plopped a binder down in front of him with this long test they had all their prospects take. He looked at it, he said, when do you pick? They said, number 18. He said, I'll be gone by then. I don't have time for this. He can get away with that. Shador can't.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying Shador did that, but if you have the attitude that, hey, you know, I know that I'm going to be one of the great players and I don't have to do anything, that can blow up in your face, especially at the quarterback position.
Yeah. Hey, and then to follow it up, and we had Kim Bocamper talk about being a first-round pick in the 70s, and his best friend pranked him and said it was, you know, Paul Brown calling, and then told him, kiss my ass, I'm joking, and he hung up the phone and how frustrated he was, and then Shula called like 10 minutes later, and he thought it was a prank again. He goes, this is not funny. And so he's going through the whole thing, and now – now Shador goes through it, and this kid's waiting and dropping and dropping. They got fined pretty good. What'd you think of the fine?
Well, I think that if the NFL is going to fine anyone for this, the NFL needs to fine itself. And this is a point that has been grossly overlooked in all of this. And part of it is because the NFL is trying to push to captive and or friendly reporters the idea that we send out these phone numbers in a confidential memorandum. And if the team chooses to share that information with someone who doesn't need to know it, the team is responsible for whatever happens with it. Now, first of all, why in the hell would the Falcons give Jeff Albert, their defensive coordinator, Shador Sanders' number? Why would you do that? Why
Great
would you
one.
Do that?
Yep.
And second of all, here's what happened, Joe. After the memo was sent that does say confidential at the very top, not in as big of letters as maybe it should, but after the memo went with everyone's number, 45 guys in all, has the number. I've got the memo. 45 names on there and their phone numbers. Another email went out, and it went out to everyone in the NFL. It went out to the daily transaction report recipients. My best guess is 2,000 people got it, including Jeff Ulbrich directly, and it was a three-line message. Shador Sanders has a new phone number for the draft. They even spelled his name wrong. In the email, they threw an A in there, which makes no sense. I screw up the E and the U order all the time. They send out to everyone. Equipment managers get it. Everybody gets it. 2,000. A GM told me that at least 60 people per team get this thing. So the NFL has culpability for blasting this thing out to everyone. And that's where I think the NFL needs to look in the mirror. They need to come up with ways to tighten up who has it. Need to know only up to three people per team at most, owner, GM, and coach. And Joe, you hit on the other side of it. You can still have somebody mess with you who isn't connected to the NFL on the phone. Think about it. You're a kid that when you first got your cell phone, nobody knows you're going to be drafted by the NFL. You're just a kid.
Right.
People have your number. And your number goes here and there and everywhere. And so I don't think you're going to be able to eliminate that. I heard a story this week about a guy. He's not in the NFL anymore. But when he was in the NFL, he got a phone call telling him he'd been traded, and he packed a bag and he was on his way to the airport and he called his agent. They just said, what the hell are you talking about? You haven't been traded. One of his buddies pranked him. You're always going to have the possibility that it came from the player, not from the team. So I'm going to write something at PFT where I just lay out all the things that they're going to need to do. Because you know what's going to happen next year? It's going to be a thing. And
yes.
Anybody, and it's a challenge to anybody who wants to try to mess with one of these players. This is it. This is the thing. Hey, you know, we're basically daring you to get this information and make a prank call during the draft.
You get a lot of social media hits on it. Become, you're exactly right. This thing will be, especially if the guy bites it, bites on it, and the whole thing. Hey, before I let you go, we take a lot of pride in this down here in the state of Florida, and that is our high school athletes. And 37 drafted from Texas was number one. Florida was number two. The one that surprised me is the state I grew up in. California, that huge-ass state, only had 16 players drafted. I was shocked.
Wow. Yeah. You know, a lot of it is just basic population statistics. The more people that you have, the more likely you're going to have supremely talented athletes. But I also think that there's something to be said for being in an environment where those skills get honed. All the 7-on-7, all the emphasis on football. And you think of football, you think of Texas, you know, and you think of Florida. Those are the first two states you think of. And I think that that has a lot to do with it. The talent is one thing. Getting it fully and completely developed to the point where that talent is ready to perform at the highest level, that's a different thing.
Mike, I've really enjoyed this today, man. Crazy. Two stories that have just flown not only for the NFL, but for everybody's got an opinion on it. It's just
whenever
crazy.
Whenever I hear from NBC News that they want me to do a little pop for nightly news, I know the story's big. I did something earlier this week on Shedeur Sanders. And
that's awesome.
It's good for business. The NFL finds a way to generate money and interest when nothing is going on by way of actual games that matter.
Incredible. Not even games. You're exactly right. Mike, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Joe. See you.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. We got to go to break here. But before we do, hey, guess who's back in town? Marlins back in town, man, for starting tonight. First of three games against the A's. And I got to tell you, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. Sunday is going to be a fun one. If you have time, Star Wars Day, you can get some special stuff there. So check on that one. Sunday, you get a free beach towel for the first 8,000 to go out there. Marlins beach towel. Saturday is Mexican Heritage Celebration. So they got really cool things. I always tell everybody, go check it out for all the things the marketing department has. They got a lot of really cool things, and see if it matches up, especially if you're going to the game, get an idea what you and the family are going to be getting. And so the A's will be in town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then the Dodgers Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the best show in baseball right now. My God, is that thing unbelievable. We'll have a lot more when we come back. It really is remarkable that we have two stories that ended up just one crazier than the other. And all this stuff with Bill Belichick is just bizarre. It really is. And if you followed him and the way he's been private and all about football and not overly friendly with media stuff to the Shedeur story from, I mean, ESPN guys still think he is the first overall pick, and they're screaming the pick's been made, and they scream for five rounds because he didn't get taken until the fifth round. And then all the stuff around it that people have been talking about and felt like he was being recruited and didn't realize. By the way, the other thing I didn't talk to Mike about, he never had an agent. So I don't need an agent right now. So just crazy. Two crazy, crazy stories. And by the way, it's good for business, whether everybody thought we got overdosed on Shedeur and people more and more upset after every pick and every team that needed a quarterback and they go right back to Shedeur again, and what could he have done? And these teams are stupid, and I had him ranked here, and I had him ranked there, and, you know, it doesn't happen. It just becomes a huge story and everything else, and what did he do wrong? And they don't like his dad, and crazy stories, both of them. And then what's going on with Bill? And we all had fun for a while. It seemed like a year that we've kind of laughed about Bill Belichick and the 24-year-old girlfriend, right? And you're going, wow, look at this. And Bill found some young girl that was really in love with him. And you can tell Bill's crazy about her. And look at him. He's doing stuff. He's doing stuff he's never done, man. That thing on the beach was crazy. And dressing up. And she's half naked at these deals. That's just not Bill Belichick, man. Very seldom saw pictures with him with the last girlfriend. She's in her 60s. I thought she is an attractive woman. She's obviously got suspended from play or actually cut. But, the stories are just friggin' nuts, man. Just absolutely can't make these stories up about what has happened to. And by the way, they just went right out of sports into TMZ and picked up by everything, news and all the shows, and everybody's talked about both of them. And by the way, if you're going to do an interview with them, I'm guessing the next interview is going to stick to the book, which is kind of boring because he's got a lot of other stuff people like to know about, his relationship with the owner. Guys together 24 years, you never mention a guy in the book? Got to ask that question. Crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. But Tom Brady, I'll tell you what, Tom Brady gets a book, and Tom Brady will put everything in his book on behalf of Tom Brady. I don't think Tom Brady's going to hold back on his stuff since we already saw him get roasted. And still... That's still phenomenal, man. Is that thing still up? The Tom Brady roasting, the roast? That was great.
I believe it is, yes.
That thing was phenomenal. I got to tell you, and I laughed. I know some people were offended, and family members that, you know, he'd been with were not happy, and the boyfriend who, still the boyfriend, but she has a kid with now and all that stuff. Yeah, man, sports are a lot different now, aren't they? It's no longer about Bill Belichick in North Carolina. But how long does he make it at North Carolina? For a guy that doesn't like distractions and stuff, like, what are you doing? Well, what are you doing? By the way, we got a few other things here too, by the way, before we call it to get ready for the weekend and F1 weekend coming up. And as I said, the Marlins start the first of a six-game homestand with I started calling them the Oakland A's. Jeez. The West Coast A's right now, because they don't, unless they want to be the Sacramento A's. And then, of course, followed by the Dodgers. We don't like the Dodgers. If you grew up a San Francisco Giants fan, you cannot ever, and I've been back here forever, and you just can't like the Dodgers. You can't. That is our West Coast hatred of the divided state. Screwed up state of both ends, but divided state between Northern and Southern California, for sure. Just no love between the teams at all on that stance. We also have we found out and know the Panthers are going to move on to the second round. Congratulations, and again, thanks to the coach for coming on with us. We'll have that up if you missed it. Paul Maurice, always good on the interview. Always good talking about his team and moving on and all the players. It's incredible. And I don't know, maybe this happens more in sports than you think. When you got a really good team, no matter what you add to it, it just seems to work. But I got to tell you, from the Bill Zito finding them and Paul Maurice putting them into their system and the core of veteran players just all kind of match up with whoever comes to this team, to play the way they play is just amazing. It really is. So those guys got here at the trade deadline. And you look at the guys that played really well in that series and talking to Gold about it, Seth Jones was as good as anybody. Seth Jones chewing up big minutes, playing at a high level. And then the Marchand pickup has been unbelievable. That line had 14 points. 14 points. That line that he plays with, I think, is the third line. Amazing. Just great story. You know, that's the story, really, when you kind of get into sports. That's the one, like, right? That's really, like, for me, like, when teams are really good, how you got them, how you got guys to play together, being able to keep the core of really good players, no matter what sport we're talking about, having your GM and your head coach on the same page, but one telling the other one, we got to get this guy. I'm going to take a little heat for it. That was a great story today, man. We're going to take a little heat for it, but we got to go get Tkachuk. He's a missing piece for what we need on this team. This is the attitude for the guys, and then sign off on it and do it. And you guys you draft and the guys you pick up to make sure they fit into what you want to do. And every year, this is the third year now, the guys they have picked up have fit in nicely and had their moments where they've been really good. That's what this business is about. And unfortunately, we talk more about, especially recently, where our teams at times look dysfunctional with some of the things they do, or at least head-scratching at some of the things you do. Give extensions and then, hey, we got to get rid of you. Because less than a year ago, you liked me. A lot. And you hope, man, you hope the guys you give the money to and their core, that's the last part I'm going to say about the Panthers, all those guys they gave the money to, Big Bob, Reinhardt, Tkachuk, Verhaeghe, yeah, all really good players and are always good players. Drama-free, just play. Drama-free, just play. Barkov, I'd say Barkov, the quiet, one of the best players in hockey. So that's, Kucherov now. Kucherov didn't have a goal. What do you think they're saying about him? 5 games, no goal for him. And we'd be talking about it, our guys. We talk about our guys don't show up in the playoffs and don't show up in big games. I'd love to have that, man. Love to have more of that story, the Panther thing. You know, some of that stuff's basic, fundamental for every team we have. Every team we have. Sure, some teams are 5-on-5, some are 11-on-11, but same fundamentals for all of them. And I don't care what anybody says, you got to draft well. They all depend on drafting well. Ekblad, Barkov, the two oldest guys drafted here, high first-round picks. You got to hit on them. And then from there, you got to put them in a system, man, and the GM and head coach. We've never asked them who makes the final say on the pick and how much time you spend and have you ever disagreed and gone with them. I probably should ask the coach about it because we talk so much about it. And Chris Greer came out and said, you know, in past years, I probably have listened too much to my coaches instead of going with what I wanted to do. Yeah, Chris, you have. Because it's all going to fall back on you anyway. Just like the coaching doesn't fall on you, Chris. The coaching or a bad system, or that's going to fall back on the head coach. And then winning games falls on everybody. Ownership down when you don't win games. So that's a lesson to be learned, man, because right now the Panthers are doing it as well as anybody for a third year, as well as anybody with the way they're playing, what they put together, all the great stories on this team from new guys, young guys, first-round picks, guys you traded for. They have been really great stories. Hey, man, that's going to do it, man. I have enjoyed this week. Woody, thank you, man. It's been a lot of fun. I did have fun this week. And get out, man, if you get a chance. A lot of stuff going on. Get out. Whether you need a little racing, a little baseball. And we'll find out, I'm sure, sometime today when they'll play Tampa Bay. I knew I was going to do that. Toronto and the Florida Panthers will play each other. Hey, that's going to do it for our show, man. Really appreciate everybody being with us. Have a great weekend, man. Get out and walk a little bit.